Now it is time to bring in none other than Mike Gozzi. We'll check sports out. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Tired.
Tired?
Yep.
Well, what'd you do?
Not much. Just need some sleep.
Sleep helps. It really does.
I'm getting too much sleep. That's why I'm tired.
Yeah, you know, that is a possibility. But then again, you can change all that, Mike.
How?
Take up a hobby.
It's wintertime. There's not much to do.
I know. Well, you might be shoveling snow tomorrow. I mean tomorrow night, right?
Not me.
No, that's right. That's right. You pay people to do that.
That's right.
All right. So now, what do you want to talk about?
What can we talk about? We could talk about LaDainian Bell didn't show up for the Steelers. He passed up $8
million. $14.5 million.
$14
million. Yeah.
I thought it was eight.
No, $14.5 million.
There you go.
He must have been saving his money before this. And I guess if he really thinks he's worth that and he's willing to give up $14.5 million, that's better than what some athletes are. At least he's willing to give up something.
Yeah, but he's a free agent after this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he could have gone anywhere he wanted, right?
Yeah.
So what was the point of this?
I don't.
He can't play anywhere else this year.
No. But next year.
So he basically just threw the money out the window.
Yeah, for this year. Hoping that it'll pay off next year.
But it would have paid off anyway.
Mike, I think it's just a matter of wanting to be in self-control, and he must have had the money saved to do it. These guys, poor boy was probably making, $8 million the previous year. So let's say he stashed away $4 or $5 million,
he's still not going to get that $14 million back no matter what.
Well, that's the old adage, and you're right. I mean, when you go on strike, okay, you're standing for your rights, and that's all very good. There's nothing wrong with that, but you never get back what you lose, and the people you're striking against also never get back what they lose. So it is a striking really turns into a lose-lose situation, except for the fact it makes you feel and it gives you a certain amount of empowerment in your own life.
That's great. That's wonderful.
That's basically the way strikes work. I mean, everybody loses in the end.
But here's the thing, okay? Unlike a common person who can go work here, there, and everywhere, there's only 29 other places. I think there's 29 other places where this guy could work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now if the other 29 owners all have the mindset of, this guy's nuts, you never know when he's going to pull the plug on himself again, why should I give him all this money?
I think that knowing the NFL owners like we know them.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But I'm saying if the NFL owners were on the up and up,
they're not.
Would you be willing to give this guy all that money?
Jerry Jones will do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, God. There's more than Jerry Jones.
No, I know, but he's the first one. I mean, I'm saying there's a bunch of these guys that will do it in a heartbeat. They're backstabbers. The members of the so-called NFL owners clubs, they're all chummy when they get together, but they'll tread on each other. It's just...
I know. I wouldn't want them.
Well, it's obvious Pittsburgh is doing okay without him.
Yep, I wouldn't want them. I definitely wouldn't want him. I don't want anybody like that on my team.
All right.
If you want to fight for yourself, for your own pocketbook, that's great. But that pocketbook, I don't have to add anything to it.
All right. Charlie Rogers used to play with Seattle, Miami, and Buffalo. October 5th at a middle school, okay, during an event for parents of a local youth basketball travel team, he got in a fight and brandished a sword.
What?
He took a sword out. A sword. And he got into a fight. Now,
a sword, not a knife.
A sword. He was charged with possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose and stalking and unlawful possession of a weapon.
I got one question. Where was this sword concealed?
He obviously probably went out and got it out of the trunk of his car, I would figure.
Oh, I thought he had it on him.
No, he probably went out to his
car.
So
he drives around with a sword in his trunk.
Well, yeah.
All right. Maybe, you know what my defense would be? I'm a Civil War reenactist.
or you can say that you're a sword collector, but when you brandish it against somebody else, all of a sudden all those rules go out the window.
Wow, did he chop anybody with it?
No. But he was a choice. It's one of those stories that you can highlight in NFL news and know it's as crazy as it sounds. It's not that crazy.
Well, it wouldn't be crazy. It would just say the headline would be just another day in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean that's it. But that's why I wanted to bring it up this morning because it's such a bizarre story, yet it fits the NFL perfectly.
What a bunch of crackpots.
Yeah. All right. What else? So what else is going on here?
The Devils won again last night. They beat Pittsburgh.
Wow.
And Pittsburgh's just ahead of the Devils and next to last place. So it's a topsy-turvy league right now in the division with the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Devils. The Islanders won again last night. They beat Vancouver. So they lost their best player, and they're playing decently. So you throw everybody in the mess between the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Devils, and you got the makings of a 500 team. That's just what they're all playing about.
All right. Now I've got another couple of good stories right here, Mike. Right.
Oh, boy.
No. Hey, it's slow. So why not have a couple of good stories? First of all, good story number one. Congratulations to the voters of Calgary. They voted no on bringing the 2026 Olympics to Calgary. They said it was just too expensive.
Yeah.
To do it. So
who would want the Olympics? It costs you more money than you're going to make.
So they said no, and now. You had to hear about this story. A New Jersey man was arrested because he was drunk. And do you know what his explanation was?
Well, that probably takes in about 50,000 people. What did this guy do?
All right, so here it is. A man told police that he was drunk and drank a full bottle of bourbon, claiming he did it all because, quote, the Jets suck, end quote. After taking a sobriety test, after he rear-ended a car on a state highway, he told police that his inebriation was due to the Jets' misfortune.
Hey, you know what? In today's world, maybe he can sue the Jets for the state he was in.
Well, you never can
tell. He might be able to, it might just work. It might just work.
So he blamed it on the Jets.
I'm a drunk because the Jets stink. That's their fault.
No,
so
the
I'm
Jets,
suing them.
The Jets suck, not stink.
Oh, I didn't want to say that, but
that's okay. It's not one of the five words. We're fine. We can say that. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in today's world, this guy might become a millionaire.
Yeah.
It might be better than playing a lottery. Maybe I should get one of my bottles of bourbon, just drink some, and blame somebody.
All right, now another thing.
Oh boy!
Another weird story. And
where do you find these things on Believe It or Not or something?
The New York Giants San Francisco game on Monday night.
Lowest viewed game of the year.
No, it started out. The air quality index was acceptable. It was.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But by the end of the game, this is the thing that I don't understand. By the end of the game, it had gone from like 146 parts per million or whatever to 260 some of the smoke from the fires parts per million, and that would be deemed a potential health hazard. Potential health hazard.
Well, I thought the air quality deteriorated because of the two teams being on the field for so long.
No.
Yeah, I did see people sitting in the stands wearing those masks.
Yeah, but also, did you notice how few people were in the stands?
Well, yeah, because your house might be burning up. Why would you be there?
Oh no, the fires were four hours away. Now the fires were a long ways away, but still, I mean, it's.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you had tickets for that game, would you go?
No.
I don't think you could really blame the fires for the lack of support in the stands for that game.
No,
the both teams were so bad, it's what made it a good game.
At least it was one of the few good games so far this year. Monday Night Football. All right. So that's my.
I haven't seen that many to make a judgment, but I'll take your word for it.
I just take a look at the final scores for Monday Night Football, and you'll get it. And the teams that they've picked, you know, to go into it, rotated to go into it.
Hey, did you see that game that was supposed to play in Mexico got moved back to L.A.?
Why?
Because the field in Mexico is atrocious. They wouldn't play on it. Seriously, I'm not making that up.
NFL.
Why would you want to play in Mexico anyway?
They've done it the past couple of years. That's
yeah,
it.
I know, but I don't understand why.
I don't know. They're trying to be an international league.
Put a team in Montreal.
That's right. The Alouettes.
Yeah, they were supposed to, who was it? The Rams and the Chiefs were supposed to play Monday night in Mexico, but they moved the game back to L.A. So I wonder how tickets are going to be sold for that.
They got the Coliseum, so they've got no problem.
Hear me out now, the people that had tickets to the game in Mexico are going to be allowed over the border to watch the game in L.A.
Not if Donald Trump has anything to say about it.
Hey, I got tickets. I got to watch the game. Now you can't come in.
See,
and where's what? Oh, man, this is going to be a mess. Is the NFL going to return the money to the people that have the tickets?
I don't know.
How many fake tickets? I think in Mexico, let's say that you're able to sit 75,000 people. I bet you there'd be 500,000 tickets being brought back to get refurbished into your pocketbook.
So there you go. You got another caravan coming to the United States.
Yeah, I want my ticket money.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.